Blog Talk Radio.
Just didn't make it. Apologize for the delay, folks. We were running a few minutes late. The internet was not coming up as expected, so I apologize for the couple-minute delay. I hope you're still hanging in there. This is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program, and this is a show called Logical Soul Talk, where I get to interview some of the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world, or talk about subjects near and dear to my heart. And today it's the latter. I'm going to cover today during this 30-minute program a subject I find fascinating, and that is my latest trip to California, Sacramento, Alameda, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And we just got back yesterday, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that and share some of the stories and some of the contacts, some of the networking opportunities, and some of the knowledge I gained, some of the feedback that I got from some of the very interesting people that I met out in these during these visits and during the time we spent out there since August the 28th. So hang on, we've got another 25 minutes of the show, and I'd love to share with you. If you want to call in to ask a question, our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And just press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you. Now the show today, as I said, is going to be covering what I call California Dream Tour. And that is the California Dream Trip. And I call it that because there's a bunch of things in here that relate to dreams, not the least of which was Dreamgirls, the play that we went to see in the Curran Theater in San Francisco Saturday evening, August the 4th. So that was a very fascinating trip to see a great musical play. I'm not really interested in musicals. However, if you do get a chance to go to San Francisco to the Curran Theater, I believe it runs through the end of September. Get a chance to see Dreamgirls. It's a really good show. Very, very high energy. I mean, I was blown away by the energy of the show, and it was a fascinating experience to be there with some dear friends. So we're going to get started today. Tell you a little bit about the Logical Soul. If you're new to the show, the Logical Soul is something I've developed or created over the years of study and work as a chiropractor. For many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, and even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. And consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. And quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this technique and my work at www.logicalsoul.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my free e-zine full of powerful tips for self-discovery. And also, if you don't mind, if you're listening to this show, please tag yourself as a friend and also leave any comments about the show that you hear. I'd love to receive your comments, and I would love to have feedback from you as listeners to find out how I can improve the show and how I can make it better for you. Now, the trip, very interesting trip, started off a little bit jagged and it ended a little bit jagged. In between, there were some very special moments, and I'll just share with you. Oh, also, by the way, on my web post, blog post today, September the 7th, you can check out the video that I put together of the trip. It's just a montage of pictures that I made, put up on Animoto.com. By the way, that's an excellent service if you want to create your own video montages. And it's about the trip. So check out LogicalSoul.com, the September 7th blog post, if you're listening to this podcast, or it's today's blog post if you're tuning in live. So it's a montage I put together, very interesting pictures, some of the best pictures. I wish I had more. I didn't take some of the pictures that I had because I thought I was going to use my flip cam, and the flip cam turned out to go on the fritz very beginning of the trip, so I didn't get any video at all. So Unfortunately, I was unable to share any of that, so I'm going to have to buy a new flip cam to be able to record video. So, but I was able to put together a montage, and I hope it looks pretty good. Give me feedback on that. It's a YouTube video. You can either comment it on YouTube at under Logical Soul Guy, or you can comment directly from the blog post on September the 7th. So the first thing we did, Bridget and I, we packed, we left, we took the cat. Our cat is named Mr. Pookie. We took him to Uncle Steve, who's a friend of ours, who keeps him with him for during while we're gone, and he enjoys having the company, and we enjoy having him keep our cat, and so it's very helpful to have someone like that. And then we packed and we left Saturday. Let's see, what was it? Saturday. That was, let me see, let me call the date. That was Saturday the 28th of August. And we flew out Delta. The first problem we had was that her bag was, there was too much stuff in our bags, and of course we ended up paying an extra $90 to haul these bags out to California, half of the stuff of which we didn't use. And so it was a, Mr. Pookie, he's climbing on my desk in case you're wondering about the jingle jangle there. And so we finally made it out there, and we went to visit Brigitte's aunt. She calls her Tante Liesel. Tante is German for aunt, and Liesel is an American citizen now. She's also from Germany, and she's married a nice fellow by the name of Bob. So we spent some time with Bob and Liesel, and their next-door neighbors. We got a chance to meet them, Reg and Sue, fascinating people. And all of them are about in their between 70 and 80-some-odd years old, but fascinating folks, live in a little nice neighborhood in Sacramento. And we were able to go out a little bit, go out to eat some places, and just hang out, and went with Bob on a long walk. He's very in good shape for an 80-year-old. We went on a very long walk around the neighborhood and enjoyed that a great deal. And we stayed there until Wednesday, and we went to get a car, a rental car in Sacramento, and took that rental car, drove it over to some friends of Brigitte's house, actually friends in Mill Valley, which is up, actually San Rafael, which is north of San Francisco. We drove over there to stop in to visit some of her friends who are also devotees of Osho, which is this guru, who they also sell books and tapes and videos and things of that nature. And very interesting to sit with them, have some tea and some pastries, and then just head on to Alameda, where my friend Brenda Wade, Dr. Brenda Wade, has her home. And she invited us to stay for a few nights. So it was very nice to stay with her. So arriving in Alameda in this rental car, going over the bridges, that's quite an experience in San Francisco and the Bay Area if you've ever been over there. Traffic is a little bit unusual, some twists and turns. It took a while to get used to the area. But I was able to drive into Alameda, which incidentally is next to Oakland. But interestingly enough, Alameda is an island, and you go through a tunnel, or they call it a tube, to get to the city. And I drove in there, and Brenda lives in half of a nice, very nice duplex owned by a fascinating Russian woman by the name of Ida. And I got to know her. The fascinating thing about Ida is she's been in this country, for about 20 years. She owns the property. She lives in the property in back of Brenda's in a garage apartment, which he's decorated very nicely. And I looked and I went and had some tea with her. My wife got to know her very well. I looked up and there was an original painting, a Klimt, which I couldn't believe it. It was a fascinating cultural experience to see how she decorated her place and made it really nice. And I enjoyed visiting with her. And also, my wife Bridget made a potluck dinner. I guess it was the second night we're there. She cooked, as she always does, and she goes out of her way to go shopping and buying best stuff and cooking fish and vegetables and rice and all sorts of things. And Brenda was there, and Brenda's new boyfriend by the name of George visited. And we had Ida there, and also Darren Jacqueline came. Darren is another person that you're going to hear from in the next few weeks. He's also going to be on the show probably next week. I've scheduled him for next week. I still need a verification from him. But he's going to come on the show and talk about his role in Branding from the Soul. The course will be coming up. Anyway, Darren was there, and Brenda was there, Ida was there, George was there, and, of course, myself and Bridget. And Bridget did most of the cooking. Ida did bring some drinks and a few other items. And we just had a really nice evening out in the patio and shared some nice small talk and some psychological talk as well, because we're always talking about stuff, self-improvement and how, you know, interesting things about transformation and about people. So it's not just small talk. It's about when we get together with people like this, we really enjoy talking about having fun, of course, telling a lot of jokes and things, but also talking about things that are near and dear to our heart, about consciousness, about how people can evolve and be happier and things of that nature. So it was really good to hang out and learn from other people. I have a technical difficulty here. I was trying to log in with another computer, and now I'm having to log out of it. Excuse me, 1 second, 15 seconds here. Okay, so I'm getting out of the other computer, thanks. Okay, now, where was I? Okay, we're in Alameda, and Brenda had surprisingly lined up several people for me to see in San Francisco at her office. She wanted me to do logical soul sessions with several people. A couple of them didn't show up. One lady in particular did show up. Her name was Susan Drury, and I'm probably going to have her on the show at one point. She's an interesting woman from El Paso, Texas, and a client of Brenda's. And she came in and she saw all these therapists, and she apparently has been very successful in business. She just lost her husband a while back. About a year or so ago, I guess, and it's been a struggle for her emotionally in business. Although she does have a lot of money, she had a certain amount of overwhelm, and she wanted to learn as much as she could while she was in San Francisco, and I think she did. She's an interesting woman and seems to be very very strong in what she does and how she comes across. So I had a couple of sessions with her on Friday and Saturday. And as I said, I had a couple of other sessions that were planned but didn't pan out. But I'm hoping my next trip out there in December, I'll have a chance to see those people plus a few more. So it did help defray some of the cost, although we did spend a lot more money going out there. In fact, this trip was planned because I was part of the Love and Money Summit, which was scheduled to be in San Francisco that weekend. However, it was postponed until December 9th or 11th. And so we already had prepaid tickets with Delta that we couldn't get back. So Bridget and I talked to each other and decided, well, let's just go on the trip and see what happens, which is what we did. We ended up spending more money, but I think it was worth it. We had a chance to talk with really interesting people, connect with some people, also connected with Bridget's friends in Los Angeles, Linda and Jamal. Were there, and they met us at the airport, and we had a nice dinner and chat together, and it turned out to be really good. And so other than the session with Susan Drury and meeting Brenda, and let's see, it was Saturday, I think, we spent time just walking around. Actually, it felt like a long walk, although we did ride some, the bus. We mostly walked around San Francisco, went to Chinatown, went down to the Pier 39, where we met Darren Jacklin, and also just walked around San Francisco a little bit. Finally caught the bus back to Brenda's office, which I was able to get a ride eventually. Actually, I think we didn't. This was Friday night. We had to catch a bus over to where she and Sue were having dinner at a Chinese restaurant, and I got to meet Brenda's brother, and Kenny, I believe his name was, and we spent an evening doing that. So I would say all in all, it was a real interesting trip. I see that Bridget is on the line. I'm going to try to get her on the air here. How are you there?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hello. You want to add anything to that discussion I just had?
Well, I really forgot to mention that we went to see the Dream Girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah, we went to Dream Girls on Saturday night. Actually, I did mention that in the beginning of the show, but I sort of got it out of sequence here. Yeah, Dream Girls was a really good play, musical. And afterwards, we went with Ida. We drove with Ida. She drove into town. And afterwards, we all went to a restaurant, a really nice upscale restaurant. Do you remember the name of that restaurant?
Nope. Next door to the hotel.
It used to be a bank, I think.
Yeah.
San Francisco has got a lot of interesting old buildings. and many of them have been converted to restaurants or theaters or some other thing. But we had a really good time just around the table, just talking with each other. Met a lady, what was her name, Gwen Mazur, who's also probably going to, I'm going to try to get her on Logical Soul Talk in the future. She was real interesting, wasn't she, Bridget?
Yes, yes.
And she worked with Oprah at one time. I think she was her makeup artist or something. I'm not exactly sure of what she did, but she's a friend of Brenda's, and she seems like a real fascinating woman. And let's see, who else was there? Do you remember? Sue was there. You and I were there. Brenda was there. Ida was there. I think that was it around our table.
Yeah. David came home late.
Yeah, we came home late, and we were sort of out of it, and then we had to get up early and do a session. I ended up doing a session with Brenda, which took longer than I thought, and then we ended up rushing to the airport and got there 6 minutes late to check in to our flight back to Atlanta. And so, not real happy about it, but what are you going to do, you know? And so we had the option, was either to hang out in San Francisco until, 11 or something that night. And there was only like 2 seats left on standby for that trip, and there was a possibility we wouldn't even make that, right?
Right.
And so we decided to take our chances, go to Los Angeles. And Bridget was saying, we can see Linda while we're there. We can see Linda while we're there. And so I said, okay. So we just hung out in Los Angeles Airport, LAX, instead of San Francisco. But at least we had an opportunity to get on standby, and we were the first ones on standby to get on the plane from there. So the only problem I found, and this is an interesting tip if you're traveling, if you're going to travel and you get there really early, your bags are going to go on early. When that happens, then when you get to your destination, you've got to pretty much wait to be the last one to get your bags back. And that's what happened with us. When we got back to Atlanta, we got one bag within 15 minutes, but another one, it took an hour to come in. And we were just about the point to file a missing bag report, or a missing luggage report, which you're supposed to wait an hour after you arrive to do that. That was a hassle. And we're exhausted to boot. I didn't sleep at all because I don't sleep on the plane very well. And it was a red-eye flight. We flew from about 11 o'clock till, actually it was 11 p.m. San Francisco or L.A. time. But we landed, 6 o'clock?
Atlanta time.
Yeah, 6 o'clock Atlanta time. And we didn't get our bags actually till 7. And then we were able to get home. I think we walked in the door right around 8, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. A little before 8 o'clock in the morning. And then got to sleep about 9 o'clock. And then we slept for about 5 hours. And got up, and after that was okay. But it felt a little weird all of Labor Day. It's a good thing we didn't have to do anything. So that was a trip. The tip of the day is don't put your bags on too early or they're going to come off late.
Well, what I have to say about this trip is, I would like to mention, is that this whole trip felt guided.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did not even want to go because I couldn't really control things.
Mm-hmm.
That was my lesson. I couldn't control it. I was out of my comfort zone. And things happened. I met people and events that were just magical.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got really out of this trip.
Yeah.
So I had to let go and trust, and it was magic.
Mm-hmm.
Magic, yeah. And meeting people and meeting this beautiful women like Brenda and Ida, and being with my aunt. And I felt like life was guiding us. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I felt that way too. I felt there was some sort of reason why we were supposed to go then, even though the event was postponed. And I'm still processing it. You know, it'll be a while before I process it. One thing I did get is I got a confirmation that Darren's going to be on the show next week, and Brenda in a couple of weeks. Let me make sure of that here. fact, I'll go ahead and mention those shows now. Darren is scheduled for the 14th of September, that's Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, or 3 p.m. Pacific Time, Darren, if you're listening. And Brenda is scheduled for the show on the 21st of September, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And then I'm going to also have Kelly Cole. Now, Kelly's in Virginia, so we didn't see him on this trip. But Kelly is also part of the branding from the Soul family. He's going to be one of the guest instructors teaching the Internet and personal branding sections. And he's going to be with me on the 28th of September, 6 p.m. Eastern. So those are the next three visitors, and I hope those of you listening will have a chance to tune in and hear some very exciting information from perspective of a psychologist, from a perspective of a Darren is what he calls a mega manifester. He can take anything, any idea that people want and help them manifest it. And Kelly is really good at Internet marketing in particular and personal branding in general. And so it should be really, really exciting shows, huh?
Yeah.
So if you want to call in, we've just got a few minutes here. The call-in number is 347-843-4544, and just press 1 to raise your hand, and I can call on you, and you can ask a question about anything. We're open the mics to anything you want to ask or talk about. Meanwhile, is there anything else you want to talk about, Bridget?
Well, it was wonderful to meet Gerald, and whoever listens to come to Brenda's Money Summit, Love and Money Summit.
Uh-huh.
Can be very powerful. I mean, it's really a privilege to be around people who make something happen and stand for transformation and not just talk, but really walk their talk.
Uh-huh.
I just love to be around people like that. It's just
right.
Inspiring.
Right. I was saying at the beginning of the show that there's sort of an ambiance, sort of a feeling when you get around people like that, that you can talk about anything. You can talk about uplifting things, and it really means something. At least I felt it did, and I got a lot out of it. So I'm looking forward to returning. We're going to end the show in 4 minutes here. But normally I have music to cue me to when it's time to end. However, this time music will probably not hop in because I started a couple minutes late. So we're just going to end it. You're not going to hear the music, so that's what I get for coming in late. But that's the way it goes, so just so you know. I had something I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was.
Okay.
What else, Bridget?
I love living in Georgia. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The one of the things I learned out there is that Georgia's a lot less expensive than California. I mean, the property taxes alone are enough to keep me away. I mean, tremendously expensive in California to live. But although my work would be very accepted there, I mean, there was a lot of people very interested in what I did. I sold a few books. I had some people just come up to me and ask to buy some books, which was interesting. And so it's a real, you know, they're really open to what I'm doing and to what a lot of people are doing. However, it's one of those things is the cost of living in the top. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, maybe I can get over that one of these days and go out there for a little while. Maybe rent something, you know. Not to worry about property taxes. Okay, so I'm going to wrap the show up. As I said, our next three shows are with people that are going to be part of the Branding from the Soul. Darren is on next week, the 14th. Brenda's on the 21st. And Kelly Cole is the 28th. And in October, what I want to try to do is I'm going to look to get Gwen Mazur, which is this lady we met during the Dreamgirls concert afterwards, and get her to come on the show. She's, as I said, used to be Oprah's makeup artist, fascinating lady in her own right, and seems to be really interesting. And also we'll try to get Susan Drury to show up as a guest. So that's my thoughts for the day. Anything you want to add, Bridget, before we sign off here?
That's it? Till next Tuesday.
Or as they say in German, bis später.
Bis gleich. I'm glad you don't make me yodel.
Or in... Oh, yeah, you want to do your yodel for us?
No, we don't want to do that.
You don't want to do a yodel? Come on, Bridget's got a really interesting yodel.
Why don't you ask someone to call in who really knows how to yodel?
No. Nobody yodels like you.
I know.
I've never heard anybody yodel like Bridget.
Oh, my God.
Bridget's from Bavaria, and she's going to yodel for us now. Okay, go.
Okay. I'm so sorry that you have to hear now. All right. Bye-bye now.
Hola, ratiruti. Thank you. That was worth the show. Oh, she hung up. Well, okay. So that's the end of our show. We've got 45 seconds left. I want to thank you for joining me on Logical Soul Talk today. It was just sort of a way of catching back up with the world after being away for over a week. And so, as I said, next week we're going to catch back up and do some interviews and start the fall off in a real bang by getting a bunch of interviews in that relate to branding from the soul and the logical soul. So until next time, this is Dr. Michael Craig. And this is Logical Soul Talk. Oh, by the way, if you want to learn more about it, go to logicalsoul.com or passiontocashvideo.com. That's passiontocashvideo.com, where you can get the free video on turning your passion into cash. So I'll talk to you later. Ciao. Okay, we're in the outtake section, and I guess I'm waiting for the music to come back on because that's what happens. The music is scheduled to last 30 minutes, and of course, because I tune in a couple of minutes late, actually it's maybe 2.5 minutes late, the music will not end for a while, so I'm just going to sit here and wait. If anybody wants to call in, by the way, well, actually you can't hear me now, can you? The only ones that can hear me, by the way, in this outtake moment are those who listen to the podcast. So the podcast is a way that I get to sort of get the last word in or allow someone else to get the last word in after the show is over, and it can't be heard live. But if you're listening to the podcast, obviously you're listening to this right now. So I appreciate you hanging in there. A lot of interesting things can happen in the outtake section because we're saying things that normally we don't want to put on the air, but those who want to take the time to listen to the podcast can hear a lot of interesting, goofy stuff. So, although Bridget's yodeling is just fairly goofy in and of itself, so I'll leave it at that. I wish I knew some jokes. I don't have any really, but let's see. No, I guess I don't have any jokes either. So, I guess I'm going to call it a day. And thank you for listening. And tune in next week, Tuesday, 6 p.m. for Logical Soul Talk, every Tuesday, actually. Talk to you later. Bye.